This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're going to bring on a local rabbi to talk about what took place on Saturday. But on top of that, to kind of discuss the rise, in my mind, the rise in anti-Semitism that has taken place over the years. Now, I'm not Jewish, and so maybe this has been going on, and it's been growing and growing and growing for decades, and I'm just too dull to know it. But I kind of keep my finger on the pulse of some things. But this rise in on college campuses and other places, you know, places where you're supposed to accept everybody. This rise on college campuses especially is alarming. Okay, it's not just a matter of uneducated people in the streets. Those uneducated, Bible-thumping, white supremacists that are doing this. These are educated professors, educated students. Okay, these are learned people. When you have New York University Student Senate voting on boycotting Israel by divesting and just getting rid of anything that has to do with the Jewish people, what is that all about? Come on, seriously, what is that all about? And these are young kids, and this is what they're seeing going on in school with professors that they trust and in some cases love, think they're wonderful and right and righteous people. It's just wrong. It's terribly wrong, and it's scary wrong, especially in light of the fact that you have people like Louis Farrakhan and others like him out there, Keith Ellison. I mean, he's probably one of the most anti-Semitic leaders we have in Congress. But he gets a pass. I'm telling you, he gets a pass. And then again, all of a sudden, their heart bleeds for what took place Saturday morning. And it all has to do with the nasty rhetoric of President Trump. Well, that's according to them. Nobody, if you notice, have you noticed in any of these tragedies, even the guy that went and shot up a bunch of Republicans at a baseball field, they didn't say one word about him, what he stood for. The Dems do nothing wrong. Just ask them, they'll tell you. They have nothing negative in their party, they're doing nothing wrong. And again, you know, I'm talking about the far left. I'm not talking about the moderate Democrats. I shouldn't have to keep saying that, but the trolls that come in and out of the room will write stupid stuff because they don't listen to the whole show. So, you know, again, when you look at what's going on, when you look at the passing, when you look at the hypocrisy, when you look at the double standards. And you know, that's another thing somebody just brought to my attention. Louis Farrakhan rants on the gay community on a regular basis. So you would think if the Democrats were going to stick up for the gay and lesbian community, they'd come against him. You know, Billy Bob Clinton was more than happy to stand with him on stage. Now, was it Aretha, at the Aretha Franklin funeral? Now, there's one thing about putting your differences aside. Right? A Republican and Democrat standing next to each other. A pro-life, pro-choice, as they're called, person standing next to each other. But when you have somebody who just rails on the gay and lesbian community, somebody who rails on the Jewish community, how do you stand next to that person? You know what I'm saying? Now, that was a Republican. That was Donald Trump there shaking his hand and being happy with him. Wow, watch how it would flip. Watch what would happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And look, some of you who have written me, some of the conversations I've had with some people, they don't like me talking about this stuff. A, because I'm not Jewish. B, because I'm not Muslim. C, because I'm not black. Well, when do we get to talk about it? See, I think you're hypocrites because when I have Corey Duncan on, I can't talk about it either. Corey's black. I don't know if you guys know that. When I have Xander Gibb on a Friday night, right, a gay talk show host, he was out of New York. Right, you make fun of that too. So here's what happens. It's like the little boy who cries wolf. You aren't going to be happy with anything until they actually cut the cable and take me off the air. That's when you'll be happy. So I don't even listen to you anymore. I can't even read your emails in a sincere way, taking them seriously. Because all you do, I had a guy respond to something on my Facebook that I put on my Facebook page today. And I know he watches. I know he comes in. I know he listens. But he responded to something he didn't agree with. I would think if you were looking at a page, because I do it with other people, if I don't agree with something, I don't attack them. I say I find those facts wrong, I find this wrong, I find that wrong, I'm not on the same page with you in this, but whatever. But then when they have stuff posted about, you know, women being beat, domestic abuse, I hop on and say, man, this is a terrible thing. We have to do something to try to stop this. See, I comment on both sides of these issues. I comment on all issues. I don't troll people for any individual issue looking for them to do something wrong. And if that's what you do, you're the problem. Not me. Not the guy that opens it up and talks about it. You are the problem. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Rabbi Mark Blaser joins me.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And, you know, as I was saying in the last segment, and actually earlier in the show, that people get upset and irritated at some of the issues that I take on and decide to talk about, because they have no business talking about them, right? I'm not black, I'm not a woman, I'm not gay, I'm not whatever, so I can't talk about these things, which is so crazy, because until we start talking about these things, till we know how each other feels, or forget the feeling part is, till we know how each other comes at these issues, how we take them on, how we think about them, how are we ever going to get on the same page, or at least get to the point where we tolerate each other? And I don't say tolerate in a negative way. I say it in a very positive way. because I don't have to agree or accept your lifestyle or what have you, but I should tolerate it and tolerate it in a kind way. You're allowed to live out your belief system. You're allowed to live out your lifestyle. We are gone, and not over the two-year period, as some of you would like to say. We are headed down that road of total intolerance of anybody. I do shows on a regular basis here about how college campuses have changed so much. And the big problem with that is that our young people coming out of college with ideas that have been planted in their heads, and they take those into society, and it is so extremely scary. So again, as I told you earlier, I've asked a rabbi that is close to the area that I live in, Rabbi Mark Blaser, to join me and to discuss what's going on inside and outside the Jewish community. And first of all, Rabbi Blaser, thanks for being with me. I very much appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're one of three people who thinks that, but that's good. So, and people get mad at me when I say this. I know you won't, but I go, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the family on Saturday. That lost loved ones, that people who were even mentally injured by, maybe they weren't physically hit by a bullet, but this is not something you forget on Sunday. This is something that's going to be with them for a while. So, you know, like I said, our hearts and prayers go out to those families. And were you surprised? Are you amazed at the level of hate that brings these kind of things on?
Well, you know, the short answer is no, because I've seen it, I've witnessed it, I've lived my whole life under a threat of anti-Semitism, and really, you know, grew up in a house where we were targets of anti-Semitism. My father has always been a visible Jewish leader in across the country, and so our home was vandalized. Not just our synagogues and institutions are oftentimes vandalized, but my home was vandalized with swastikas when I was a child.
Wow.
And so we were subject to death threats. So I don't want to say I've become used to it, but it's not something new. It's not something that this is the first time and this hasn't affected me before. This is the worst, obviously, as it's been said over and over again, this is the worst loss of life in an attack on a Jewish institution, but it's not the first attack on a violent attack on a Jewish institution, hardly. We had one in our own neighborhood, 10 miles from where we live, at the North Valley Jewish Community Center in 1999. So this is not the first time that this has happened, even in our own this country and mm-hmm. close to home. So we've had attacks in Missouri on a JCC. We've had attacks on synagogues that have been firebombed and attacked, usually not when people are in them, but there have been attacks, daytime attacks on Jewish institutions across the country. Unfortunately, this one was one of massive devastation. And you see the reaction from most of the people in the country has been one of absolute disgust and alarm. And again, understanding this isn't just an attack on the Jewish community, this is an attack on us as Americans.
Well, it's an attack on just people in general, human beings living out their lives, and some lunatic, not right wing, not left wing, not, you know, those comments shouldn't even come into the conversation. Some mentally ill lunatic came in and killed innocent people that were doing nothing to anybody. And, you know, right away, we want to blame it on the political process, but in reality, this kind of thing has built up over the years, and I maybe naively, I made a comment earlier, maybe I'm wrong on this one, I don't believe that when I was younger, and maybe I was just dull to it, this level of hate for the Jewish community, there's little pockets of idiots and hateful people there, but what I see going on college campuses today, I mean, out in your face of anti-Semitism, I believe this is what's driving this. These young people are leaving colleges, and professors are drilled into their heads how bad Israel is and how good the Palestinians are and how the Israelis are oppressing another group of people. This builds up hate, especially in the mind of young people, doesn't it?
Well, I think we are seeing the reality today is that there is anti-Semitism on the right and on the left. I think that it used to be that most of the anti-Semitism was directed at Jews from only from white supremacists, Nazis, and now we've seen an escalation through the campaign against Israel, which has intensified over the last 30 years. Newer forms of anti-Semitism that come out and are expressed in ways on college campuses, in society, in public discourse, on the internet. But a lot of it's coming from there, too. So, this is also not a new phenomenon. We look at Jewish history, though. This is what happened to the Jewish community in Europe that was hit on one side as being socialist and on the other side as being nationalist and capitalistic. So, again, when Jews were living in Germany or in Eastern and Central Europe, and even in the United States during the 30s, they were attacked both as being the source of capitalism and the source of communism. So this idea that it can come from any political ideology is actually something that's not new, but I think it waned for a long time on the left, and then has come and been expressed more and more frequently. So yeah, this is unfortunately one of the issues that happens to the Jewish community in particular because of the visibility of Jewish leaders, because of icons on both the left and right that are Jewish. That you'll have people say, "Oh, the Jews are responsible for this. They're responsible for global socialism. They're responsible for capitalism and colonialism." So you'll hear it on every side, and people will find a visible Jewish leader to attack and then stigmatize and demonize the entire community. So this is unfortunately what we live with. This is a reality that we live with. And again, when people are murdered that are the youngest was 54.
Wow.
The oldest, 97.
Wow. My God. And that was somebody's grandmother. That was somebody's mother. That was somebody's family member. Anyway, we've got to go for a quick break.
You murdered a 97-year-old woman.
And she made it through the Holocaust, if I understand. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about that more. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, talking about the massacre. And I'm going to call it a massacre on Saturday morning. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know,
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing President Trump and wife Melania to visit with the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue and the families of the 11 people shot and killed by an anti-Semite as they prayed on the Sabbath.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking in Boston condemning the murderous rampage.
Our team, the FBI and Department of Justice, on this case right now, charges have already been filed, and we intend to do our duty in this matter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. As I told you, you know, we've been talking about this a little bit tonight. And I was just talking to Rabbi Blazer during the break and saying, I know some of you who think you know me and know what I'm all about. I do not. I can't understand this kind of hatred. It just can't figure it out. Boggles my mind. Anyway, Rabbi Blazer, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time with me tonight. I know you've got a congregation to deal with, but you've taken time to be with me, so thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, right now, I just came out of a meeting that we're having discussing security measures, and almost every synagogue in the country right now is doing the same thing, evaluating security and trying to figure out what steps need to be taken in response. And the reality is that you can always spend money on security. You can always do more. The reality is, though, you only have so many resources. You only have so much that you can do, and I think the reality is we can't protect ourselves against every lunatic in the world. It only takes one lunatic out of 7 billion to kill. And so this is everybody reacts. Everybody is trying to do something to be safer, to be more secure. But we can't. Every dollar we take out of the synagogue budget to spend on security is money that we can't spend on education, we can't spend on outreach, that we can't spend on taking care of the poor and the homeless, all things that we do at the synagogue on a regular basis. Yep. And so, the other thing is we love having support groups. We have three or four AANA 12-step groups that use this place, and I'm worried that if we have to put in other security measures, we're not going to be able to have the same type of campus that we have. We have a modest campus here, but we always try to open it up to the community, allow for groups to come in and use our worship facility.
Now, during the break, I asked you a question. I said, and I feel this way, but you know what? I'm not part of the Jewish community, if you would. The general populace at large, you don't feel hate from the general populace at large. At least I don't think you should, or I don't think you do. This is really isolated issues, a small group of people across the country that hate the Jewish community. God only knows why. Can't figure this one out, but...
It also tends to not be from the religious community, because year after year over the last decade or so, the religious group that comes out with the most positive reactions from all religious groups, meaning Protestants tend to respect Jews more than they in some cases respect other Christians, as well as Catholics respecting Jews. So if you look at the Pew Research studies, the Jewish community is very well loved, very well, very, very respected, and accepted by the Christian community. Mainline evangelical across the board, the Jewish community as a religious group is respected. Again, from these statistics are based on responses from religious people, but the Jewish community comes out. And I believe, I agree with you. I believe that for the most part, the Jewish community is more respected, more loved, more integrated, and accepted than at any time in American history.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because the way it's being painted out there, it's almost like there's a, and I don't want to bring politics to this, so I'm being very careful, but there's a certain group of people out there that hate the Jews, that hate what they stand for. They tend to be those conservative types. And I'm going, wait a minute, I don't hang with anybody. I don't know anybody that I consider a friend that I hang with that hates or even finds the Jewish community distasteful. Actually, any community for that matter.
Well, listen, in the last election, with the two candidates from the major parties, you had two candidates who both have children that are married to Jews, who have essentially Jewish grandchildren. Now, I didn't hear our president, the one who won that election, say much about it. But the reality is as a grandfather of Jewish grandchildren, I'm sure he's concerned with the safety of his own family. So this isn't an issue. This isn't an issue that's theoretical, and it doesn't affect the people in elected office. This is actually the situation now, where you have candidates from all parties, representatives of all parties, elected officials from every party that has a deep connection with the Jewish community. I don't think the Jewish community feels marginalized by any political party, by any political affiliation, though there are definitely voices that tend to be more anti-Israel, that tend to be, tend to equate Jews with power and cabals that you'll find on fringes. But for the most part, I think the Jewish community has never had a more comfortable existence in the United States than anywhere else in history. Anywhere else in history.
I tell people this story. They don't believe me, but for years I spent the summers at an all-boys Jewish camp, and I was a little Catholic boy that was all-boys Jewish camp. My mother's clientele for years, she was a hairdresser in Boston, and she had a very large Jewish clientele, and I'd go to their homes. I'd spend time with these people. I learned, my love for matzo ball soup came from my mom's Jewish friends. So, it was just, to me, it was just a different community, like the Irish community was different. And I don't have one negative memory of growing up around the Jewish community and the Jewish camp. And why I said to you during the break, I don't understand this hate for a group of people. I just don't get it. And it's the indoctrination that's taken place over the years. It's the hate that's been put forth in some of our education facilities. I know I'm beating up the same thing with you, but I'm just at a loss with it. I guess that's why I keep beating it up.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and for most rational people, it is. It doesn't seem. Again, there is no rational basis for hate. There isn't for anybody.
No, I mean, there are certain people throughout history you can hate. Hitler would be a good one. Stalin would be another one. You know what I'm saying? But a group or so. How do we? I know you can't fix this. This has been going on for centuries. But how do we show support for the Jewish community? How is it do we come out in this hyper politicized world? How do we come out show true support for the Jewish community?
Well, I think one of the most important things, and you've heard it from a lot of people, is just again to remind people that an attack on a synagogue no different than an attack on a church. It's an attack on all of us as Americans. So I think when we stand together and say this isn't an attack on the Jewish community, this is an attack on America and on American values. That's right. That's the most important and the most tangible thing. And I think for the most part, you know, when people within the Jewish community hear that message from friends who are Gentile, they understand that this is not something, again, that'll be tolerated, that's not accepted, and that people are, you know, one of the things that you heard occasionally during the news over the last couple of days is they would say that there were 11 Jews killed. There's 11 Jews. There's 11 Americans that were killed. There were 11 citizens, 11 people. So the fact that, you know, if somebody goes into a church and kills, you know, people in a church, they don't say 11 Christians died. There are 11 people were murdered. And so I think it's important for people to, you know, to continue to say, hey, look, the people who died as Americans. They died as people who were just trying to go through their lives in a place of worship, trying to be, trying to take a moment of sanctuary in a place of peace and not to be, not to have anything other than to be surrounded by peace and holiness in a synagogue. Same as if they were in a church.
Yeah, you just sent a chill up my spine, because I can remember the days as a kid, you know, in church, where the kneeling in church, there was only a couple of us in there, and you heard that door close behind you, and you could hear it throughout the whole church, and it never really caused any problem. But now when people hear stuff like that, now when they're in church trying to have a moment, or in synagogue, trying to have a moment of quiet and peace, and you hear something like that, will it send a chill up their spine? Will they be able to be, you know, still in there peaceably praying or talking to God, whatever? I mean, it's a whole different dynamic when we see these things happen, isn't it?
And because most people have their backs to the door,
yeah,
when people come through, I'm the one who sees them first. And believe me, it now is, and it has been for a while. You know, it's the first thing that I look at when I see somebody who I haven't seen before walk in. It has unfortunately for a while. That feeling doesn't go away. It's not going to go away after this.
Put you in a position when you saw a new face walk in the door, you had a certain happiness about going, I'm going to be able to reach somebody new. He's here, or she's here because she may need help. Now it's,
yeah,
oh my God, what are you doing here? Hey, anyway, Rabbi Blazer, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me tonight. I know you got a lot to get done.
Thank you.
And, you know, God bless, man. We're praying for you and the community.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. Weiner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Flag. If you're not willing to wave the flag, if you're not willing to stand behind the flag, what are you doing here? That would be my first question. Okay? When you know what that flag stands for, I mean, I can go through a whole flag thing, but I'm not going to. But when you know what that flag stands for, and some of you are sitting there going, yeah, it stands for oppression. Well, you know what? You've never lived under oppression. Right? Anybody who says that that flag stands for oppression is probably one of the most ignorant people on the face of the planet. You've never lived, actually lived under oppression. When you think of the men and women that have died, not for the flag, but for what the flag represents. You know, Rabbi Blazer brought up a good point. And it's not that it hadn't been thought about, but I really hadn't said it. which is those Americans were killed exercising their rights under the Constitution. Somebody is trying to scare them into stop exercising their rights under the Constitution. So, you know, again, the attack, and his point is right. His attack wasn't on the Jewish community. It was on your freedom, your rights to practice your religious belief. But I'm going to go back to what I've always said. You know the stories we do. You can look them up yourself. Just go look. Just Google anti-Semitism on college campuses. All right? And look at who stands up for them. Look who sticks up for those that are oppressing the Jews on college campuses. Jews who can't serve on committees and what have you. It's for real. Look it up. So all of a sudden they're outraged at what's going on in the Jewish community. I'm sorry, who's spewing the negative or the negatives towards the Jewish community? Yeah, I'll make it a little political. Let's check out the party affiliation of the professors and such on college campuses that are helping to promote anti-Semitism. I think you'd be really surprised. And then you have these protesters that interrupt a moment of silence for the Pittsburgh synagogue victims at a Blackburn rally. Now, it doesn't matter it's a Blackburn rally. You can't hold your tongue for 60 seconds. You can't be civil and shut up. Most of these people, a little entitled whatevers, I'm trying to be nice, you don't have a right to open your mouth just because you have a voice and live in America. And that's another thing. Those rights that you keep spouting on a regular basis, we have them too. We have a right to assemble in peace and expect that our message can get across without you yelling and screaming. Remember, these moments, they're private. All right? That place was rented by somebody who paid the bill, who signed the contract. Yes, he or she or that group has a right to throw you out. Your freedom of speech isn't meant for the private world. Your freedom of speech is meant for the government. It was never meant to be part of the private sector or the private communities. It was always, always meant to make sure that you were allowed to have your voice heard at a governmental level. So that when you talk against the president, as you do on a regular basis, you're not taken out in the alley and shot or found guilty of treason every time you say you can't stand the president. You know, what some of these stars are saying, some of these celebrities are saying about the president in other countries, you never hear from them again. Yeah, that's how oppressive we are. God bless. Get my blood pumping. Anyway, what happened to this thing? Oh, there it is. Now, this is supposed to be a moment of silence.
Chester stood up.
I'll figure this out one day, okay? So what happened is Fox and Friends, they put up a piece about, they got a few seconds on the Marsha Blackburn rally. And she simply asked, these kids can't control themselves. They simply asked for a moment of silence to remember those killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue.
Individuals that died at the synagogue on Saturday. During the moment of silence, some protesters stood up. They were escorted out, kicking, screaming. We have it on video. Watch this.
A moment of silence.
March of Blackburn is a white supremacist.
This is supposed to be a moment of silence. This is supposed to be a moment of reverence and respect. And these pieces of human trash cannot keep their mouths shut for 60 seconds. Then they could have kicked it up all they wanted to. I wouldn't have said any. At that point, I'd be on their side. I'd be saying, okay, they don't like what she has to say. I'm going to make some noise, and they'll take them out, and everything will be fine, even though they don't have a right to. Again, it's for all intents and purposes, it's a private event. Open to the public, but a private event nonetheless. You have got to love the pro-Trump people. I mean, not saying anything nasty, not whatever. All they're doing is screaming USA to drown out the boneheads. Okay, that's simple. And the funny thing about all this, the thing I really find amusing in the video, you can't see it obviously, is they're going out in victory like they've won something. What they don't realize is when they do this stuff, the only ones that are excited about them to do this stuff are the far left loons in the Democratic Party and young people their own age who think that, oh, we've disrupted an event so we've won. What you've done with anybody else that would be willing to come up alongside you and help you, you know, protest or do whatever, is you've turned them off. They're not helping you. Okay? I mean, really that simple. You have stopped anybody who may have thought that you had some kind of chance to do something, well, you perceive to be good. I mean, seriously. I always get a kick out of that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 for some of you old timers, you know, I don't know how to shut off that Siri thing on the phone. So every time I say seriously, it wants to know what I want it to do for me. Thank you, Apple, for making my life even more miserable when it comes to electronics. Anyway, 855 for real show. 855-732-5562. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we come up in the next hour. The, Breitbart put together, and it didn't just throw them together. We have links to every one of these issues. They put together over 630 different events where the civil love Trump's hate people, you hear me? The civil love Trump's hate people were very uncivil at some of these events. And I get the biggest kick out of it because they will tell you they're the civil ones. Even though they got people screaming about not being civil, about kicking others, about getting up in others. Do you really believe that you're going to be able to get up in other people's faces on a regular basis? I mean, is Waters, is she really, Maxine Waters, is she really that dull to believe that you could just keep getting up in some people's faces and you'll never have a violent moment? Maybe she doesn't consider it violence when somebody gets up in your face. I would like to see, I'm not calling for it, but I wonder what their outrage would be if more GOPers, if more of those MAGA hat wearers, if more of those Trump supporters got up in the faces of the Waters, of the Pelosi's. Did you see Pelosi? She, and rightfully so, she looked terrified in Florida when the Cubans were telling her to get out. They didn't want her. She was not welcome there. Who did I hear that before? She was truly, you can see the fear in her face, and she has security. Maybe more of them need to feel that fear, not get hurt. I don't want anybody to touch them, but maybe they need to feel that fear, and they'll start backing off the stupid things that they're saying when they're out there stumping for their party. And for those trolls of you that are listening, send me links. Prove me wrong. When I start going down somebody, I'm giving you a fair warning. So when I start going down these lists, I want you to send me links to show me where the right has done the equivalent. Where the right has called for the same kind of violence. I mean, seriously. So get ready, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in live conversation, and, you know, you got the Facebook. We are like horse manure on a ranch. You can find us anywhere, and we're, you know, easy to converse with. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far.